Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We won the Powerball. We won the Powerball.
Woo-hoo!
Don't want to brag, but we've pulled it off twice now. We've won twice. When was that? So that would have been last Wednesday. We went and bought 100 tickets.
Uh-huh.
The pool of us, 10 people here at the radio station.
I remember.
We won $40.
Yeah.
And so I went and rolled that over.
Yeah.
To this weekend's drawing for, what was it, 1.8, I think they settled on.
$1 billion.
And we won again.
Yay!
Yep, we took that $40 and made it $4.
Oh.
We won $4. Whoop, whoop. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to let it roll.
Yeah.
We're going to roll it again because I don't think we're going to split that 10 ways. But no, we didn't win the jackpot, obviously, because we're here. So two Powerball players, though, from Missouri and Texas, they're going to share that $1.8 billion jackpot. I don't have it in the story. I would imagine they probably take the cash option. You're going to get about $826 million before taxes.
So you have to
split
$413 million?
Split
like,
it.
That's all you get?
Take taxes out.
And then the taxes
you
are also?
Say that.
You only get $200 million,
well,
probably.
From $1.8 billion, it sure did shrink. That's all I'm saying.
Don't you just say numbers of somebody else?
What?
Don't you get your paycheck every 2 weeks and see how that number shrinks?
I knew it was because of the man. I knew it.
The man is bringing us down.
Katie, they call it your gross paycheck because you're sad about how much you actually make.
You throw up.
Yeah.
I hope they get by on like $200 mil, but
they'll scrape
by. Did we get any Colorado winners?
We did, yeah. Actually,
besides us.
Powerball saw 7 winners in Colorado.
Ooh,
Saturday. No one taking home that big prize, obviously, but $1 million ticket was sold in Colorado Springs, and I did want to give a shout out to one of the $100,000 tickets because it was sold at a Loaf and Jug in Dinosaur on Brontosaurus Boulevard.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
That's really good.
Yeah, but seven different people.
You could go buy
Colorado.
A dinosaur maybe
you
for
can,
a million.
Yes. Yeah, well, they won $100,000.
Oh,
but
well, they can probably buy some pieces. Some
yeah.
pieces of it.
Maybe a dinosaur egg.
Yeah.
You know?
Is Dinosaur Colorado where they have that wall of the dinosaurs?
It's over by Fruta. So, yeah, that whole western slope,
yeah.
like leading up to Craig and Rangeley, like the petroglyphs, Jeremy.
Yeah, yeah.
All of that stuff is just like, it's crazy. If you ever get a chance to go over there and explore that part of Colorado, it'll blow your mind. And in Fruta, there's a dinosaur museum that is worth checking
right
out.
Right after the roundabout
over.
There.
And it is.
I just drove by it like
and
a couple
the
months
Chinese
ago.
And the Chinese restaurant's over here.
Yep.
And the burger spot. Oh, look at you.
Always stop at the
you.
Einstein Bagels across
yes!
the street from the dinosaur museum in Fruta.
Yes.
When we head out to see Nicole's dad.
Okay, so if you're that road, if you just keep going 15
yep.
miles, that's where I used to live. On that road.
Really?
Because
right
yes,
that's
so
where we went to go hike the Colorado Monument.
National Monument.
Yep.
I lived across the street from the monument. I used to
Shut
go
up.
There and read my book. In the
I was going to text you when we were
dwellings.
Out there
yeah.
and ask you where you lived.
Yeah.
So we drove right by it.
You did. Yeah, right there.
So
I loved living
That's a
living
cool
out
little
there.
Area.
Yeah, and I loved that museum. Zoe and I would go there all the time just because she was fascinated with
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. And we went up to Rangeley and checked out the petroglyphs. And the history in that part of Colorado is just phenomenal. You have to go check it out
yeah.
if you haven't.
Yeah. Apparently you get some winning Powerball tickets
yes,
out there.
Yes, exactly.
Too.
One more reason.
I'm going to tell you, when we pull in, that's our first stop to go pee and get breakfast. Is it Fruta?
Yeah.
That bagel hits, man. When you roll in, I get a bagel sandwich. It hits.
I'm telling you, for lunch, that is the best Chinese food on that side of the Rocky Mountains.
It's a little harder to eat on a road trip.
Well, for lunch, afterwards, you sit down and you eat.
Make a stop.
You sit down. They're so nice there, and it is hands down the best Chinese food on that side of the mountain.
It's hard to drive and use chopsticks.
So good.
Generally, I just grab the breakfast.
Can you pass the fried rice, please?
Throw some dumplings in your throat. Yeah. You'll be good.
You're a dumpling. What else is going on? The Jonas Brothers just shared their first trailer for their upcoming family holiday film. It's going to be called A Very Jonas Christmas Movie.
Oh.
Who's excited?
There's some huge names in that,
set to premiere on Disney Plus November 14th. The movie follows Joe, Nick, and Kevin's comedic adventures as they face a series of escalating obstacles as they struggle to make it to London. Oh, from London to New York. Just in time to spend Christmas with their families. Oh, my God.
Oh, I wonder what obstacles they'll get into. I'm so excited.
Quick, name one movie I'm not going to watch this holiday season.
Probably that one.
Yeah. And then how about this story about Elon Musk this morning? Tesla has unveiled a potential $1 trillion payout for Mr. Musk, tied to some aggressive company targets that he needs to reach. And if he does, I guess he'll get that $1 trillion payout. Can you imagine? You can't even comprehend a one with 12 zeros behind it.
No.
That is so much money. Now get this, a million seconds, if you were to count to like one to a million, it would take you something like 12 days or something.
Mm-hmm.
1 billion seconds is 32 years, and a trillion seconds is 32,000 years.
Oh, yeah.
That's how big of a leap it is. That's nutty.
It's a ridiculous amount of money to someone who probably doesn't need it.
No, he's doing all right.
He's scraping by.
But like, how neat would that be to say, I'm a trillionaire. No big deal.
I guess.
Now, give me a robot.
Yeah, I know, right? For everything. I want to be a robot. Like, make me a robot.
Tell us about this Karen. Man, this Karen was everywhere this weekend.
Dude, it was horrible. Yeah, there was a Karen that showed up at the Phillies-Marlins game in Florida on Friday night because she made the rounds of how she reacted to not getting a home run ball. There was a man and his son who were celebrating Lincoln's 10th birthday, and his father, Drew, grabbed the ball that was hit into the stands, and I say he grabbed it fair and square. And the Karen basically said he stole it right out of her hands.
As soon as it cracked off the bat, it was starting to head our way a little bit. It fell and kind of bobbled between the two armrests. And I picked it up and I just walked away and held the ball up high and put it in Lincoln's glove. And then she showed up. As she reached for my arm, she just yelled in my ear, "That's my ball," like super loud. I jumped out of my skin. Then she's like, "Those are from our seats." I said, "There was nobody in that seat." I pretty much just wanted her to go away and be dad and show him how to de-escalate a situation, so that's where I went.
Mm. We want her to all go away. We all want her to go away. Yeah.
And as a dad, he handled it the best way he could, I thought, because he doesn't want to get in that lady's kitchen with his son
there.
No, he does not want to set that example.
The first thing he did, though, he went,
shook
his hand. That was a little
shocked.
Strange.
Like, first of all, he just grabbed a ball, which is exhilarating, and then this lady runs up to him, and he's obviously shocked.
Total
but
Karen.
So what I didn't pay attention to the first time was what he said, that it bobbled in between the seats. If he's that close that he can see the ball hitting in between
everybody
the arms.
Everybody was going for it.
It was total fair game. That lady getting in his face and saying that it was their seats,
ridiculous.
Like, all of it's ridiculous.
She's
and I
a
hope
what?
She's shamed today.
Karen.
Yeah, that's Karen.
Karen.
You what?
Why did you do that?
Why did you do that, Karen?
She's alarming but disarming and a really very charming modern girl.
Karen.
That ball was mine.
Spot on.
Good, yeah. She
was
needs to
angry.
Sit down. Take all the seats, Karen.
She was, but the night ended up really well for Lincoln and his 10th birthday celebration because Harrison Bader, who was the player for the Phillies who hit the home run, ended up meeting him after the game,
that's
signing
good.
A bat for him, did a little picture meet
and greet
with him.
They gave him a little prize pack.
They also, the Marlins team gave him a prize pack as well, which was really cool to see.
That's nice.
And he's even been offered World Series tickets, which is insane. That's
as
really
he was
cool.
leaving the stadium, though, she ran up and took the bat.
That ball was mine!
Pushed him down.
Kid. That ball was mine!
Shoved him right down to the ground.
Shoved
the dad down,
I wonder,
too.
There's rumors are going around that she's a teacher, and I wonder how she could even, if that is true,
show
her face.
Yeah. Well, no wonder she was mad.
That's what I'm
She's
saying.
She's got to deal with kids all day.
I know. That's probably what she told the dad,
I'm back
too.
On her side.
Do you know how many times I have to give them what they want? This is my ball.
That ball was mine.
You know, that makes total sense, though.
Yeah,
she's a teacher.
I'm kind of changing my tone on this.
No, she's still a Karen, but it makes more sense now.
She sucks.
Sure.
What's the local stuff, Katie?
Okay, well, let's talk about this homie who is on top of Colorado's Huron Peak. So he climbed the mountain, but not to take his picture with the cardboard sign that everybody does in Colorado. He did it so he could distribute frozen treats to fellow hikers. How about this?
What?
Folks went on top of Colorado's Huron Peak to see an unidentified man in an ice cream costume handing out frozen treats to hikers.
Seems
this is
legit.
Awesome. Yeah. One of the hikers there said, eventually we got to the top of the mountain and we were tired, hot, and thirsty, and I didn't know it, but ice cream was just kind of what I needed.
He comes jumping out from behind the rock. Right? Ah!
Take your ice cream. But again, no one knows who this guy is, who he was, but they do know that he climbed up this mountain peak with a 60-pound pack of dry ice along with these ice cream sandwiches and bars. It happened over Labor Day weekend. They still don't know who he is.
I would not eat that ice cream sandwich. Some rando at the top of a mountain.
That you can't even make out who it is?
Dressed as ice cream and like handing out who knows what he's laced him with.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have the best intentions.
Yeah.
The best. And I give him credit. You know, it sounds like he did. But I still wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't?
I'd be like, hey, random guy on top of a mountain, let me eat whatever you're pulling out of your backpack.
I might test it.
I know you would.
I might.
You would take everybody else's ice cream sandwich like that, Karen.
He's like, oh, Jeremy doesn't want his. Can I have his too? Josh said no. Can I have his?
Give me that ice cream sandwich.
They were packed.
That ice cream sandwich was mine.
The ice cream sandwiches were wrapped. They were fine. They didn't look like they were
tampered.
You can
rewrap a sandwich.
Oh, it looked like they were fine, though. But here's the thing. This guy is being called Legend, wait for it, Dairy.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh.
Because of his antics. So I think it's awesome. I think it's pretty great. Shout out to Ice Cream Man. We still
Shout out to Rando, dude.
We don't know who he is. It's crazy. Okay. We talked about
this. Well, then what happened after they handed them all out?
Then he went back down the mountain.
He just scampered away?
Yeah, he only had
like a little ice cream elf?
Yeah, people said they were worried he was going to run out of ice cream by the time they got to the top, so he only had a limited amount. It's not like he brought infinity ice
cream. How did word get out from the top of a mountain?
I guess people coming down the mountain were telling people going up the mountain, you better hurry up because homie's got ice cream up there, you know? Like, that's how it works.
And they were super excited, yeah, because it was super laced. There's ice cream up there. Go get the ice cream. We love the ice cream.
You might never see us again.
You're going to love those ice cream.
Jeez. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
There you go. And then this one, again, we talked about this story already, but the F1 arcade that we discussed. Remember, it's like a simulator where you get to see what it's like to actually be behind the wheel.
It looks really cool. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It looks amazing. And it's finally opening on Wednesday. And I watched a little piece of it on the news. Not only do they have the F1 simulators, but they have the whole thing looking like an F1 track. I mean, they really do kind of. It's a submersive kind of experience. They've got food and some drinks there as well that are kind of specialty. But all the neon lights that you would expect. I mean, it looks really, really neat. And I just thought it was fun to have something like that in Denver because it's one of only six right now. So they have one, I think, in Philly and Boston and one overseas. But yeah, they're looking at opening one in Vegas. So we are before Vegas, guys. Yeah.
Look at that. Let's go Colorado.
That's neat.
It looks like and they said you don't need any experience to drive these things. So it really is like, you remember Cruising USA?
I sure do.
On steroids.
That red Ferrari.
There we go. Yep. Just think of that, but up a level.
I'd like to go do this.
Well, after seeing the F1 movie,
yeah.
Do you wear a helmet and a fireproof outfit?
I don't
think,
no, you don't wear any of the stuff. You just, but you do jump into the little cab that looks like an F1.
You should.
I want to wear a fireproof outfit.
You could show up in one. I don't think you'd get kicked out for it.
Gloves.
People would want to take pictures with you, though. And
Let's
you
make it
that.
Happen.
You
go, no, I okay. don't.
You, no? Okay. Just random people, though? It's one thing if you're
we're doing it our happy hour this Friday.
I know. You love that, but I'm just saying, just out and about doing your thing.
Especially if I had a helmet on. I'd be fine.
Never mind. Jerry loves pictures. What am I saying? I'm crazy. And how about one more that makes me really happy? Another chicken restaurant opening in the Mile High City. I know. Even I was like, another one? But this looks really good. And another one. Bird chicken. Okay. I was menu stocking, and oh, even their salads look good. When I am praising a salad, you know something's up here. But they have chicken sandwiches as well as wings and chicken tenders. And then some of the sides, they have that elote corn. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Nope.
The Mexican street corn
yeah.
that they make. Oh, my gosh. And then, of course,
it's
their fries.
It's got the cojito cheese in it. Cojita.
Oh. Why did I bring it up? I know. I always get that misconstrued as well. I think it's cotija cheese.
It's a damn good cheese.
It is such good cheese.
It's a damn good
cheese.
You
are so right. But they also have the Brussels sprouts that they make good.
Well, oh, yeah. Not go crazy. Yeah.
I love Brussels sprouts.
The Brussels
sprouts saute them?
Make, yes. And
do you
so
put cheese
like
on
grilled.
Them?
I'm
you
sure
can.
They do.
Oh.
And bacon. What? This opens 1 week from today, and it's going to be off Colorado and Mississippi. The big news about this is it's a California chicken spot. Mm-hmm. This is the first location that's outside of California.
Oh,
the
let's
first
go.
One in Colorado, too, obviously, but it's the first one. This is it's part of their nationwide journey, and we're the first stop. So, yay!
Well, you better go and tell us how it is.
I will. Colorado, Mississippi.
I'd go with you. That actually
sounds... 1 week from today,
yeah,
Josh.
That's not too far away.
That's what's up.
Go enjoy your Brussels sprouts.
Okay, I will.
There's your Mile High Hype with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.